After losing her daughter earlier this year, longtime Peninsula Players director Melanie Ehrlich is finding her way back to the stage, and using laughter to honor her daughter's memory. For Ehrlich, the Peninsula Players' upcoming show, Three Short Sketch Comedies, is about more than punchlines. It's about finding her footing again after the passing of her daughter, Emily Maya, in March. Emily was 30 when she died at Victoria's Sandy Merriman House, a women's emergency shelter operated by the Cool AIDS Society. She was a beautiful light and a lover of nature and birds, Ehrlich said. She was the kindest and most compassionate person you could ever meet. Since her daughter's passing, Ehrlich has been determined to give back to those who helped Emily during her hardest days. Proceeds from the performances will support Sandy Merriman House, a place where Emily once found safety, warmth, and understanding when she was living on the streets. They provided her food, support, a warm bed, and people she could talk to without fear of judgment, Ehrlich said. I'm so thankful for how they supported my daughter, and I just want to carry on her legacy in a positive way, like they do. Cool Aid will also match every dollar raised through its Kevin Believed in Second Chances campaign. For Ehrlich, who has been part of the Peninsula Players since 2009, theater has offered a lifeline in the months since her loss. It's been a saving grace, she said. Being involved with the Players has helped me keep my focus on something positive, and it lets me carry Emily's legacy forward in a way that brings people joy. The production features three short sketches, all this time, about two rivals auditioning for the same role, banter, a breakfast conversation full of unspoken thoughts, and At the Gates of Valhalla, a tongue-in-cheek look at the Viking afterlife. This is a production that doesn't require too many custom changes or elaborate sets, it just hopefully brings a bunch of laughs to people who deserve to feel that joy, Ehrlich said of the 50-minute show. Performances will take place at several retirement homes across the peninsula, including Legion Manor Retirement living in Sonnyden on October 18th, the Berwick Royal Oak on October 18th, and Shoal Community Centre in Sydney on October 19th, along with one public performance on October 19th at 2 p.m. at St. Elizabeth's Church in Sydney. The church performance is open to the public and holds special meaning for Ehrlich, whose community there has helped her through her grief. They've really carried me, she said. This show is about laughter, but it's also about love and keeping Emily's light alive.